know you see me right here. I ain't gonna drive by, but you fool into me. You'll never ask why. You know I got paper, yes, I'm a deep boy. You a big girl, glamorous lifestyle. Rocks on the wrist, big dreams, nice car. You wanna live life with a rich rock star. Everybody know us, everybody know y'all. I took them in a rush, so I probably never call. Why you trying to fight, girl? You know you ain't ready. I be in the hood every day with my family. We a mafia, so my love gon' get me. I'm an animal, miss my clothes don't fit me. Hanging on my dad, when we pull up in the Bentley. Nobody ever laughed, cause we always been a nigga. All I ever wanted was to see what was in ya. I'm the Jack, ice cold Mac from the figures. Locked in the county, shed my cell with a killer. All he ever said was Jack, never heard a nigga real. Fat shirt to the floor, XIP gorillas. All my niggas doing life, do what I can to make a better. I know you see me right here, I ain't trying to drive by. But you fool into me, you'll never ask why. You know I got paper, yes I'm a deep bar. You a big girl, glamorous lifestyle. Rocks on the wrist, big dreams, nice car. You wanna live life with a rich rock star. Everybody know us, everybody know y'all. I think I'm in a rush, so I'll probably never call. You know you love that Jack, I'm right here. About to dip out, 7-16, yeah. See the tree smoke, ain't no tents on there. Tryna find a hush, nigga, all white pair. But a Gucci lost, but you never know where. Hop in the shed, sit so motherfucking high, it ain't fair. Never seen my clothes before with my shoes rare. You can hit them all, but you never find them there. No, waiting on that jump off, yeah, yeah. I can make a drop off, yo, yo. This black shit is all I know. I know you see me right here, ain't tell you drive by. But you fool into me, you'll never ask why. You know I got paper, yes, I'm a deep boy. You a big girl, glamorous lifestyle. Rocks on the wrist, big dreams, nice car. You wanna live life for the rich rock star. Everybody know us, everybody know y'all. I think I'm in a rush, so I probably never call.
My lifestyle, baby, like an S-500. Gather up your friends, jump in, and I'm a gunner. You give me 10 minutes of my Glock talk, hit ya.
Andre, you can tune in, your camera phone, get ya.
I watch as the wheels rotate, break down an 8. The color of a sneaker is the color of my face. I wear my white beetle like a banger. Freak got one up in the chain.
I know you see me right here, ain't how you drive by. But you fool into me, you'll never ask why. You know I got paper, yes I'm a deep one. You a big girl, glamorous lifestyle. Rocks on the wrist, big dreams, nice car. You wanna live life with a rich rock star. Everybody know us, everybody know y'all. I think I'm in a rush, so I probably never call.
Meatball with cream pouring like waterfalls. shredding it slow. Oreo, marshmallow, caramel, coconut cream, eggplant, chicken tongue, hold the eyeball.
I'm gonna scream.
Now don't forget
to shout out to Bobo listening, East Oakland. To Bernie Mac for calling in. Thanks, Bernie Mac. I'm making it live. Keep it popping. Keep it loped up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, spaghetti, pasta, put in a pizza, fish sticks, put in a pizza, ketchup, put in a pizza,
meatloaf,
put in pizza.
P-I-C-C-N, give me pizza. Add some tacos,
ole,
I want pizza. P-I-C-C-N, I want pizza. Cause the queens of gourmet.
Call back in 10 minutes.
Cowboy, cowgirl, we blowin' it up. One place, we runnin' up. Yeah, we blow this up. Get that glove, they'll blow it up. Cowboy, cowgirl, we blowin' it up. One place, we runnin' up.
cow pie. With my little cow guy, we hee we haw haw, we tearing up the farm.
Misdemeanor Music 101.1 FM. Studio, have some little more chitty chatties, you know. In the meantime, let's blast some fucking dubstep.
Oh, yeah. Niggas get stuck up, beat the fuck up. When you come around, keep your chain tuck from this 00 apostrophe, yes shit. Fuck a studio lyricist, I'm real with this.
Yes.
Talk the talk, walk the walk. Diss me your wax, I'm trying to saw your whole fucking head off. Yeah, I'm platinum bound, so bitch shut up. And nigga, while y'all could kiss my Converse like show now. When I come to your town.
Bow down.
When I'm west with Bam.
Bow down.
Cause I ain't a hater like you. Bow down to a nigga that's greater than you.
Bow down.
Boys, tough ass over the fist clench and dig this. Resistance ain't dead, we still fighting back with the black, brown, and red. It's Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. coming to you live and direct. Not from no TNT or NBC, but the POCC. As the President of Congress Committee, again coming to you live from Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM, freeradio.org. Keep your heads up, eyes on the fist clench. Power to the people.
Niggas are scared of revolution. But niggas shouldn't be scared of revolution. Because revolution is nothing but change. And all niggas do is change. Niggas come in for murder and change in the pimping clothes. They hit the streets to make some quick change. Niggas change their hair from black to red to blonde. And hope black hair and looks will change. Niggas kill other niggas just because one didn't receive the correct change. Niggas change from men to women, from women to men. Niggas change, change, change. You hear niggas say, things are changing, things are changing. Yeah, things are changing. Nigga things into black nigga things.
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? Y'all listening to Misdemeanor Music on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM in the city, freakradio.org online. We're sitting here with Ricky Bell talking about the new art project that's coming up, talking about the fundraiser for Giving a Voice coming up on January 17th, Martin Luther King Day at the Cesar Chavez Cooperative. What's cracking, Ricky?
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to invite everyone to come through from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday, January 17th, Martin Luther King Day. There's no school, and you shouldn't really be working that day. Try to take that day off because it is a holiday in celebration of civil rights, Martin Luther King Day. And in that note, we are having a special art project featuring photography by me, Rick Bell, and V, who is hosting. Yeah, for sure. Different angles of hip-hop culture, graffiti art that day. We're also going to have poets, MCs, B-boys, DJs, B-boxers, and live spray can art. So it is happening. It's honor cracking that day. You know what I'm saying?
2 to 8 p.m.
So y'all should be doing anything that day. It just come and like come and support. We're having a barbecue soul food dish, veggie option that day. And also, we have just a whole day of celebrating Martin Luther King Day, you know, civil rights. And with that, you know, this song right here, niggas are scared of the revolution. Well, that might have been back in the day, but not today, okay? And we're going to do that through art.
It was never back in the day.
Put on the mic, bro. Yeah, go ahead. Good.
Say you're on.
You're okay. On, baby.
This is Maximilian, world historian, bachelor's degree at UCSC, coming at you live. And let me tell you, Amistad slave. All right.
Oh snap! Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Yeah.
Good afternoon. All right. Good afternoon.
It's still Steve Teller.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
Cool. You want to talk to Ricky?
Yes, please.
All right, well, here you go. You're on air.
Okay, hey. Thank you, Ricky.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Ricky. Nice to talk to you.
Yes. Well, are you the street artist I met today?
I am the street artist that you met out on the street putting up the yarn bombs.
You know, the yarn bombs. You know, I've been documenting graffiti art since 2001, and today was very significant for me. I have never seen anyone knit and sew writing on the streets like you did. So you just added another element to graffiti art.
Well, it's actually a bunch of people are doing it all over the world, but I added my little voice to it with the knitted graffiti.
Yeah, but I've been documenting graffiti art, street art, since 2001, so this is the first time I've ever seen it. You know, I only document what I see.
Right.
I don't go by what I see on the internet.
Yeah.
That's a different. Yeah. So I seen today in 2011, you knitting on the streets. You could have got a ticket for that, you know.
You know, I have had a lot of policemen ignore me, but I also have had policemen make me take it down. They didn't ticket me. They just said, you got to take that back down.
Oh, okay. For sure. Because, you know, you can't start a trend. But I'm so glad you called. You know, we're having photo gallery, you know, dedicated to graffiti art and street art. It's called Street Art As I See It.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be at the Cesar Chavez Co-op on Monday, January 17th, which is Martin Luther King Day.
Okay.
And from 2 to 8 p.m. at 316 Main Street at Beach Hill in Santa Cruz. So what I seen today is, you know, you have actually become a part of my documentary.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So as soon as I get my camera out the shop next week, when I get back to Santa Cruz from Oakland, I'm taking that shot. And, you know, I'm just stoked. I just you just added a sixth element of graffiti.
I wanted to tell you, I really loved your photography. I was so involved with sewing up that piece that I didn't really stop and compliment you, but your pictures were beautiful.
Oh,
and
thank
the work
you so
like
much. You don't have to do that, because it's like, you know, I mean, I don't have a big head, you know. I know about that. When I was a rap promoter back in the day and in Hollywood, you know, being an actor and stuff, I know about the big head, but it's like, you don't have to tell me that. I know I'm doing the damn thing.
All right. So, Ricky, I wanted to tell you about a couple of other pieces I put up in Santa Cruz tonight.
Oh, where?
Well, so I was doing that piece where I saw you, which I think was Cedar and Church.
No, I wanted to take that picture now. Oh, I don't have that exclusive, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, okay, so...
go ahead. The other spots. Where are the other spots at?
There's another piece up somewhere on... Pacific, and there's a piece up, I don't know, should I keep this secret where the third piece
No,
is?
It's good now.
Okay, so I went over to the McPherson Museum.
Oh.
And they were having a big opening, and I went up right in front of the opening and put a piece up right on the pole in front of the museum.
Oh, wow.
Because
nice.
I thought that it would be fun for the museum to see a little street art.
It would be, yeah.
I was gonna ask you, caller, why did you choose to use this medium to sort of express yourself artistically?
Oh, why did I choose knitting as the medium?
Yeah.
Well, I like the idea of doing street art with knitting because it was a more kind of soft, feminine kind of graffiti, and it was a way to get a lot of color up. You know, I knit the pieces first and then I sew them up, so I can get a lot of color up on the street within like 15 minutes instead of having to spend hours and hours on it. And also I love everything about knitting. I love the color. I love that it's something that women and, well, men too, have done all over the world just for our needs, and to use it for art is a really exciting thing for me.
Yeah, when I was in Portland a couple of weeks ago, I definitely saw a bunch of trees that were being kept snug, you know.
Mm-hmm.
With some knitting, some pipes and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty subtle too, you know, to choose a certain kind of place to put it.
Right. Well, there's people who put them in really kind of secret, hidden places, so you only notice them if you're really looking. And then there's also, you know, putting them in a place that's a little more provocative, where people will definitely notice them. But actually, you know, as with a lot of street art, most people just walk by it. They don't even see it if it's right in front of them.
Yeah, a lot of times you have to have that eye. You know, you don't get that graffiti eye a lot of times until you get the bug sometimes. And,
right.
Because I remember living my whole life never really thinking about it. And then, you know, once you turn 21, 22, you start meeting some people and you start taking a little bit of note, and you see the smaller things too, not even just the big stuff, you know. The stuff just, you know, just scribbled on corners, things that last decades. You know?
Let me ask you.
Right. Well, it asks you to kind of change your ideas of what is art and also of what is beautiful. And as you start to look at it more, you start to notice that if you just look at it for what it is beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
I have a question for you. I'm from the Napa Valley, and I've made many commutes down through the Bay Area. And as I drive through Richmond, there used to be this warehouse that on the windows it had a very simple, it was a bunch of letters that were triple outlined. And it was very beautiful, different colors that all synced. And it was up there for 5 or 6 years, and then they finally took it down, and I was so sad, because ever since I was a kid, that was something that I anticipated as I was like making a ride into San Francisco. And I was just wondering if anyone else had seen that or anything like that and had that kind of experience.
I mean, at least personally, I can say that there's stuff that I remember looking at even when I first started hearing about it when I was 16, 17, and seeing stuff on the freeway in the East Bay that's up, you know, stories and stories high on the freeway on overpasses, stuff that you're like, damn, this dude hopped out of a car, hung his feet or had somebody hang him off the side of this, like, railing cement barrier and, like, did some shit upside down with some lettering. It's just like, you normal people can't get up there. And, you know, that's something you look forward to. And there's some stuff by Wharf that lasted for a long time that was, you know, on these humongous overpasses that were at least, you know, 6 or 7 stories tall. You know, there's no ladders there. People aren't even supposed to be up there, you know?
Yeah.
So that's, I think, with some stuff that stuck out to me, at least when I was a little bit younger, you know? But,
I like to say that one thing that you said to me earlier, you touched me when you said that no one has ever recognized you, like, when you're doing what you're doing, mm-hmm. like when I confronted you.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, I wanted to narrate the little story of our encounter. I was sewing the piece up, and I try and do it in daylight so that people might talk to me. And you came up to me and just looked right at me and said, "This is art." And then I said to you that nobody's ever come up and said that to me. People talk to me and they say, you know, "What is this?" or "Why are you doing it?" But to have that experience of you looking at me and immediately saying, "This, you know, this is art," it just felt like somebody really understood. What I was doing. It was a great experience.
I was so proud of you. No, serious, I was. Because this is what I've been dedicating the last 10 years of my life. You know, a decade now, I'm celebrating 10 years of my documentary, Giving a Voice to the Nation of Hip Hop, 10,000 Mile Trek from Tijuana to Anchorage. And with the emphasis on graffiti. And graffiti art, you know, a lot of people question, well, is graffiti art?
Right.
Well, what is art?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the function on January 17th, Martin Luther King Day, at Cesar Chavez, Street Art as I See It, my photo series, well, I'll explain, you know, street art. And what you have, and what you did for me, I mean, you added the sixth element to it, because I mean there's so much I can't even go into that right now, but I would like to invite you at the event and for you to do a personal knitting that day.
Yeah, you can put something up on a little tree, you know, we got a bunch of trees
exactly
in the back,
you know, we'll let
on,
you
because
right
it.
Now it's about Rick Bell and V, but we're gonna let you do some live stuff that day.
Okay, now are you talking about I'm sorry, I live in Berkeley, so when I think of Cesar Chavez, I think of up here, but this is a place that's down in Santa Cruz that you're talking about?
Tell her about it.
Yeah, there's a cooperative housing project on Main Street in Santa Cruz on Beach Hill. It's called the Cesar Chavez Cooperative.
Okay.
It's on 316 Main Street, and it's one of the two official co-ops in Santa Cruz, that and Zombie House. And it's a big community space. We have art shows there once in a while. We do other community things. We did fundraiser for Freak Radio Santa Cruz, the pirate radio station in Santa Cruz.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a cooperative housing project, and we're trying to make it a joint fundraiser as well because we're having some financial difficulties. But yeah, so that's where it's going to be at. It's 316 Main Street.
Okay.
In Santa Cruz.
I will write that down. And I have a favor to ask from Ricky.
Yes.
When I finished putting that piece up, it was really dark. And so the only pictures I have are really dark. So
Listen. I'm going back to Oakland. I'm picking up my camera out the shop because I still deal with film. I'm old school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm getting with the program this year with the digital filming. But I still love the film. So I'm picking up my camera. As soon as I pick it up, I will be back. I will take that shot. Trust
Thank
me.
You. So is it okay with you guys if I mention that I document my work on a blog?
Yeah, plug it. I mean, plug it. Yeah. If you want to say it on air, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever's going on.
Well, my name is Street Color, and I've put up about 70 pieces up here in the Bay Area. Today was the first day I was down in Santa Cruz, but it's all documented on a blog that's called streetcolor.wordpress.com. And so also, I'm working on a page if anybody else, you know, if anybody can take some pictures of the pieces in Santa Cruz and can send them to me, I'd really appreciate it.
You said Street Color, correct?
Street Color, that
I
is
like
correct.
That name.
At wordpress.com?
That is correct. Thank you, Ricky. Uh-huh. Streetcolor.wordpress.com.
Cool. I'm
well, I don't want to take up any more of your time. It's been really wonderful to talk to both of you, and it was a great thing to get to meet you today, Ricky.
Oh, listen, you made my day.
Well, we will be in touch again.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck, guy.
For sure. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
For sure.
Yeah, but I'm peeping out streetcolor.wordpress.com right now. It's actually a pretty dope blog. They got a lot of stuff up. Yeah. Pretty sick. Pretty sick. Some really nice knitted stuff. Damn, this is intricate. Holy shit.
Got it?
Yeah, it's pretty dope. I'm peeping it out right now over here. Yeah. I love you know, little bike racks, all kinds of shit. But, yeah, so wanted to plug it again. Martin Luther King Day. It can be from 2 to 8 p.m. Cesar Chavez Cooperative. Benefit, double benefit for the Cesar Chavez Cooperative Housing and for the Giving a Voice documentary. There's going to be live graffiti painting going on in the back from 4 to 6. We're going to have an open mic throughout the day. We're going to have DJs, B-boys, freestyling, all kinds of stuff. If you're an artist and you just want to show up, come through. Yeah, we're going to have a barbecue as well. We're going to have veggie options. We're going to have vegan stuff. It's going to be split, you know, some soul food and also a lot of vegan stuff going on too. So we're asking for donations to come in. We're asking for some bucks for food. But yeah, it's all for a good cause. And yeah, thank you all for listening. You're listening to Misdemeanor Music, DJ Pron Octangulo, freakradio.org, pirate radio station, keeping the airwaves free for y'all. The only place where you can plug these kinds of things, you know, because you wouldn't be listening about it anywhere else. So if you can, go to freakradio.org. Please send us a donation to keep us running and keep us afloat. We'd appreciate it a lot. Yeah, I want to thank Ricky for coming into the studio today as well. And we're going to transition to something else real quick. This is going to be Tech One by Broken String. Thank you.
like fresh, like fish, Maximilian like cold, cold slaw. It's tasty, Maximilian, not down.
I'm a tar.